The message today is really a wake-up call. A wake-up call to us as God's children to discern the times in which we live and to wake up to what is really happening around us today. So before we begin our message today, let's bow our heads for prayer. Father in heaven, it is so important when we open up thy word as we study that we have your Holy Spirit to direct our thoughts and to direct our thinking as we study out some of these extremely important subjects that we need to be thinking about and praying about in these days in which we live. So bless as we study thy word this morning and give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the times in which we live now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for answering prayer. Amen. Amen. Now this message today is about 5 minutes longer than normal, but I believe you'll find it of value. When Noah and Lot warned their respective people of God's coming judgment and destruction, they would not listen. Instead, they treated Noah and Lot as extremists. Have you ever been called an extremist? Well, I have. It's not pleasant, but if that's what it takes to get people to wake up to what is really happening in the world today, then I'm an extremist. Then the destruction that did come upon the people found them unprepared in Lot and Noah's day. Thus it will be when Christ returns. As in the days of Noah and Lot, the soon visitation of the Lord Jesus will be a snare unto the people who do not heed the warning and give their lives fully over to him. What we are about to discover in 19 different areas of today's message is amazing evidence that we are living in the end of time. The biblical signs are clear for every single one of us to see if we are willing to see. And after studying today with open eyes, even the scoffers will struggle to argue against it. Yes, many people throughout history have been proclaiming that they were living in the last days and the end of the world was near. And some of the Bible signs have always existed from the early days. But never has there been a time before when all these events were evident in so many different places and with such frequency and intensity. Our generation is the first generation to fulfill all the biblical signs. So we will see that without a doubt we're living in the final years that the Bible prophesied were to come. But please note, I am not setting dates or times. I only want to warn you that the second coming of Christ Jesus is near, even at the door. Now the problem is, Satan can see how close we are to the end of the world also, which is why he brings certain people into the spotlight, like Harold Camping, proclaiming false dates for the second coming, which when those dates come and go, causes many people to turn away completely from the truth that we're living in the end times. Matthew 24:33 says, "So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." We are certainly now seeing all these things. Before we move on, please note this important point. In Matthew 24, Jesus speaks of wars, earthquakes, and such things, but says these are just the beginning of sorrows, and the end is not yet. Matthew 24, verse 6. Now, that word sorrows in the original language meant birth pangs, or, in other words, the pain in childbirth. Now, birth pangs speak of frequency and intensity. And as a woman gets nearer the birth, the pangs become more frequent and intense. And this is true also for the signs of the end times. Now, these signs began not long after Jesus' day. And as Jesus quoted, the end would not yet be, because this was just the beginning of sorrows. But throughout history, we have seen the pangs or the signs become more frequent and intense, culminating in the day we live in now, where the pangs are so frequent and so intense that we must be right at the time of delivery when Jesus is about to come. The beginning of the sorrows started nearly 2,000 years ago with the persecution of the early church and the destruction of Jerusalem. We today are living in the end of the end of time. Now, the first area is a historical fact. Daniel 2, verse 31 through 45 tells us, "You saw, O king, and behold, a great image. The head of this image was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its middle and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay." Now, more than being a sign of the times, this is a historical fact of where we stand in Earth's history. The vision that God gave King Nebuchadnezzar and subsequently the interpretation of the prophet Daniel consisted of an image of a man which depicted all the ages from beginning to end and ruling kingdoms from the time of Babylon until the second coming of Christ Jesus, who is the destroying rock, which is the eternal kingdom of God, and history confirms it as accurate. So add that to the amazing signs of the last days that you will see today, and there's no doubt that we're living right at the end of the toes in that image, and right at the end of time. Next comes the increase in knowledge. Daniel 12, verse 4 states, "Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." This is a very special sign because it is clearly pointing to our day today. And it cannot be refuted by anyone. Throughout history, we've had a very slow increase in knowledge. But take a look at the explosion of knowledge over the past 150 years. Up until recently in history, the fastest form of transport was a horse. I remember when I was a boy, my dad bought a fairly new automobile, and we were driving down the road. And my dad said to me, he said, "Look at here, 35 miles an hour. He said, "Isn't that something?" 35 miles an hour. Now man can travel at hundreds and even thousands of miles per hour with travel to the moon. Technology has developed at a rapid pace, which has led to great improvements in computer power, the internet, those things like Twitter and Facebook, as well as many scientific discoveries, and in the medical profession. Just look at how much we've learned about the human body with things like DNA and cellular structure and so forth. And how about running to and fro? People are running around like a bunch of cockroaches. This is pointing specifically to our day with space travel, planes, trains, automobiles, and the busyness of modern day life. We are definitely running to and fro and have knowledge like no other time before us. Now, the Bible sign doesn't end there, though, because it has a dual application. Running to and fro and knowledge increase also applies to knowledge of biblical truths. For over 1,000 years, knowledge of biblical truths were suppressed by the Roman Catholic Church. But since the Protestant Reformation, God's people have been running to and fro in His Word freely, and knowledge about great Bible truths have been revealed. God now has an end-time church with a full gospel truth to take to the world before the end comes. And that's where you come in. You are a part of that. You have a commission to take the gospel to your family, to your neighbors, and do as far as you can. All right, this technology was needed to fulfill the sign about taking the true gospel message to the full world, the whole world, according to Matthew 24:14. Now, number three is about the ability to enforce the mark of the beast. Revelation 13, verse 17 tells us that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is, the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, this is a sign that most people miss. What needs to happen in order for the beast system to stop people from buying and selling if they refuse the mark? Well, we need to have a worldwide financial system whereby everything bought and sold is through the electronic means and not through cash. Has there been any time in history where this could happen? No. We are living in a day where this could happen. Most certainly, yes. And the powers of this world are now trying to make cash obsolete and are actively pushing for pure electronic forms of payment like PayPal, Apple Pay, Bitcoin, and Google Wallet. Take a look at the news, and you'll see this being reported in different countries of the world. Just listen to these headlines. Cash is dead. Are credit cards next? Nigeria deploying biometric technology throughout the banking system. MasterCard tracking global economies heading for cashless societies. Israeli leaders pushing for a cashless society. United Nations World Food Program pushing smart cards and digital payment. Cashless society drive gaining momentum in Rwanda. Friends, these are just a few of the examples of the major push throughout the world for a cashless society. We have the technology to do this now, which in times past was not possible. And look at the financial turmoil around the world today. This will help in bringing in a unified currency to make it possible to enforce the mark of the beast. Technology now is not the mark, but technology is needed for proper enforcement of that mark. This is a sure sign of the end times. Now, the fourth area covers violence and sexual immorality. Matthew 24, verse 37 states, "But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be." Luke 17, verse 28 through 30 further says, "Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, They planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. What was it like in Noah and Lot's day? Well, we need to go to two other Bible texts to see what it was like. Genesis 6, 13 tells us that in Noah's day, the earth was filled with violence. And in Jude 1, verse 7, it says that in Lot's day, Sodom and Gomorrah had given itself over to fornication and strange flesh. So violence prevailed in Noah's day, and sexual immorality, including homosexuality, prevailed in Lot's day. And this would be a sign of the end times before Jesus comes. So our question is, does violence and sexual immorality, including homosexuality, prevail in the world today? Very much so, yes. It reminds me what myself as a pastor have been following in the news recently about how one city in Texas whose mayor was a lesbian was trying to force the pastors in the city to submit their sermons and their messages to each other concerning the city ordinance, submit them to the city. And if they did not do that, then there would be jail term and a fine. That is unconstitutional. And it was happening big time, and the war raged on down there about it. But I'm happy to say that God's word prevailed, and the lesbian mayor has backed off, and the city has backed off and told the pastors they did not have to do that. Not only does violence and fornication rage across the whole world, homosexuality has become the norm. Since 2001, at least 14 countries have fully legalized homosexual marriage, including America, just recently. And there are more countries being added to this list all the time. Today, the world is full of violence and sexual immorality. You only need to turn on the TV and you'll see violence, fornication, and homosexuality everywhere. The cities of the world today are especially bad and no longer safe places to be. Now, the fifth area is a rise in spiritualism. 1 Timothy 4:1 tells us, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." How about a rise in spiritualism and the occult in the world? Have we seen this? Well, just look at the television and the movies today. Twilight, Harry Potter, The Lord of the Rings, and a whole host of other television series and movies containing the occult and spiritualism. It has invaded our lives like no other time before us. And what is the cause of this? It is a false teaching of the immortality of the soul. Many people don't realize that spiritualism has also invaded the majority of churches around the world due to this false teaching of the immortality of the soul. And yet the Bible clearly teaches that the dead know nothing. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5. And that when we die, we return to the dust of the ground from where we came. Genesis 3, 19. But the fallen churches have embraced this false teaching of the immortal soul, which is another sign of the times in which we live. Number 6 is mass animal deaths. Hosea 4, verse 3 tells us, "Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone who dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven, Yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Now, this one has become a fairly recent phenomenon. During the last few years, we've seen fish, birds, and other animals die in huge numbers. Since 2010, millions of fish have been turning up dead in lakes, rivers, and the sea. Also, birds have been dropping out of the sky in huge numbers. And we're seeing other unusual animal deaths all around the world, including honeybees and bats dying by the millions. The honeybee crisis deepens as up to 50% of the bees are dying now, creating worry over our food supply. Between 1970 and 2010, the wildlife population worldwide declined by 52% as living creatures are dropping dead by the millions every week. That's in Time Magazine, October 13th. The book of Hosea not only applied to the nation of Israel, it also applies to our day and contains prophecies concerning the state of the world we live in today. So, is this text in Hosea fulfilled in our day? Is it a sign of the end times? The animals and the fish and the birds dying in huge numbers? Yes, it is. Now, number 7 is natural disasters. Luke 21, verses 25 and 26 states, "And upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken." So what about this biblical sign? Is this being fulfilled in our day today more than any other day before us? Most definitely. People are becoming more fearful of what's happening every day. The CWP applications have skyrocketed around this country. If you don't know what that is, that means concealed weapons permit. Just look at all the natural disasters we're getting every year. Are the seas and the waves roaring? Yes. Tens and even hundreds of thousands of people are being wiped out through tsunamis and floods. And men's hearts are certainly fearing what is happening in this world. In America, in 2010, a record was set for the number of federal disaster declarations given over a year. That number was 81. In 2011, that number was broken again, with 99 disaster declarations given, costing over $32 billion. And 2012 produced yet another year of record-breaking disasters. The number of U.S. disaster declarations has been trending sharply upward, particularly over the past 15 years. We are really seeing things happening in this world now with record regards to the fulfillment of Bible prophecy today. Natural disasters changed the world in 2012. An estimated 32.4 million people worldwide were displaced due to natural disasters. Next comes number 8, earthquakes. Matthew 24, verse 7 says, "And earthquakes in various places." Now the scoffers love to bash this one. But from the evidence available, it is clear that earthquakes are not only increasing in frequency, but also appearing in more and more various places, which the Bible predicted. Remember, these signs are to intensify during the last days. And that is exactly what is happening with earthquakes. Big earthquakes have doubled in 2014 compared to each year since 1979. And current graphs clearly show an alarming worldwide trend of increasing earthquake strength and frequency. These results are in agreement with the United States Geographical Survey statistics page, which shows an increase in the frequency of stronger earthquakes that is greater than magnitude 5. Now, a series of massive quakes within 2 days in 2012 prompted an earthquake expert to suggest that the Earth is cracking up. Let me give you some headlines in the news. Costa Rica sees an increase in seismic activity during the past 62 years. Over 3,000 noticeable quakes hit Japan in 2012. Over 5,000 earthquakes hit Mexico in 2012. Korea experienced twice as many quakes in 2012 than in the past. As of the 16th of April, 2014, there were around 3,500 earthquakes happening every month. Luke 21, verse 11 mentions pestilences. The dictionary states that pestilences are any infectious or contagious epidemic disease that spreads rapidly, causing many deaths. Have you heard about AIDS? I know you have. Have you heard about Ebola lately? I know you have. What about the enterovirus attacking children? You've probably heard about that too. Friends, God is giving us plenty, plenty of warning through these events. And we will be without excuse if that day of Christ's return comes upon us like a thief in the night and catches us unawares. We need to heed the signs and get ready. Now, with number 9, we'll think about unsealed prophecy. Daniel 12, verse 4 states, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." God tells Daniel to seal the prophecies contained within that book, and that at the time of the end, these prophecies would be opened up and unsealed, and we would know what they mean. Well, God has now revealed the truth about the prophecies of Daniel to his end time church. And we now know the meaning of these prophecies, showing that we are in the time of the end. The prophecies of Daniel 2 and 7 have been unsealed. Daniel's 70-week prophecy and the 2300-day prophecy have also been unsealed. So this alone confirms that we're living in the end times. Number 10 calls our attention to false Christ and prophets. Matthew 24, verses 4 and 5 and verse 11 says, "Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many." My friends, we have certainly had our fair share of false Christ appearing around the world. Also today, we have many false religions proclaiming many ways to eternal life, like Roman Catholicism, Wicca, Islam, Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, folk religions, and many other New Age movements with false prophets like Krishna, Buddha, and so forth, leading these religions. We also have many false prophets and leaders in Christian churches, like the prosperity gospel preachers, and people like Oprah Winfrey, leading these New Age movements. And millions of people have been drawn in and deceived by these false prophets. There are also many sheep in wolf's clothing in the world today. People like Rick Warren, who preach just enough truth to lull the unlearned mind into following them into apostasy. Yes, this sign has certainly been fulfilled. Number 11 is about the world pushing for peace. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3 states, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape." Is this sign being fulfilled in our day? Yes. There is an ecumenical movement today, which we're told about in the end time prophecy, that is uniting the world in an effort to bring about peace. Churches and faiths and political leaders are uniting like never before in an effort to bring peace to this world. But this ecumenical movement is not of God, because we as God's people are not to unite with the world or any false religion, according to the Bible. When they do declare peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them. Now, as we continue to progress to the end time areas, number 12 is about war. Matthew 24, verse 6 and 7 tells us, "And you shall hear of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." Many people say this isn't a sign of the end times because there have been wars since the beginning. Yes, there have been wars since the beginning, but when you look at the frequency and the intensity of wars, then it is plain to see that this is a sign of the times we're living in. During the 20th century alone, more people have been killed as a result of war than all previous centuries combined. This has resulted in hundreds of millions of people being killed in wars like World War I, World War II, Russian Civil War, American Civil War, Congo War, Korean War, Vietnam War, Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. Today, there are currently about 40 conflicts and wars raging all around the world today. And in 2011, armed conflicts greatly increased, according to the news. Look at 2014, where ISIS, or ISIL, whatever you want to call it, the radical Muslims are committing the horrible beheadings and are at war with non-Muslims and Christians. So is war a sign for today? Of course it is. But remember, we are not to take any one of these signs on their own. Jesus said, "When you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door." Matthew 24, 33. Taking one sign like this by itself will not prove we're living in the last days. All the signs need to be fulfilled. Next comes number 13, famine. Matthew 24, verse 7 says, "And there shall be famine." Just look at the famines that have struck the world over the past 30 years. Thousands die every day of starvation, and according to the news, global starvation is spreading and increasing, causing 1 billion people to go hungry around the world. Add to that the failed crops throughout the world because of extreme weather and pollinating bees dying off in massive numbers, and we have a worldwide shortage of food well on its way. Number 14 calls our attention to Christians being killed. Matthew 24, verse 9 and 10 tells us, "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another." We see hatred all over the place today. Hatred, you look, every place you look is hatred. Friends, Christians are being killed for their faith in the first century as well as during the Dark Ages when the Roman Catholic Church ruled the world and killed tens of millions of God's people. This is being repeated today in places like Iraq, Iran, China, North Korea, Pakistan, India, Nigeria, and Egypt, where many Christians are being killed for their faith in Christ. Every day, And once the mark of the beast is enforced, then this persecution will spread to the Western world. As a side note, Revelation 20, verse 4 speaks of Christians being beheaded before Jesus comes. Are Christians being beheaded by ISIS today? Yes, they have, and are. Already there's a great movement to ridicule and persecute Christians in this once land of religious freedom, the United States of America. Along with all the other signs now, number 14 reminds us of the increase in sin. Matthew 24:12 reveals this, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold." Friends, idolatry, adultery, violence, lust, greed, disrespect, homosexuality, theft, lying, aggression, and selfishness are prevalent in the world today. Married couples are now a minority in America. Is this biblical sign fulfilled in our day? Absolutely. Just go back 50 years and you would not see half the sin and wickedness that we see in people today. Look at what's portrayed on our TV screens and in the movies and video games. Much violence, lust, and all manner of evil. This is one of the major end of time signs. Our world today is aching under the burden of sin. And I'm sure God will not allow it to continue much longer. And do you know the worst thing about sin today? It is made into entertainment. Through movies, television programs, radio, magazines, comics, you name it. The majority of people in this world today are happily entertained by the very thing that put the Son of God on the cross. And please note, I'm just not talking about the sins of non-Christians. A sure sign that we're living in the end times is the fact that the Christian churches are full of unconverted, sin-loving people. Many of them thinking they don't need to keep the Ten Commandments and continue living in sin as long as they, quote, unquote, believe in Jesus and go to church once a week. Yes, indeed, iniquity has definitely abounded. Now consider number 16, the man of sin revealed. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Paul here is saying that that day, the second coming of Christ, will not come until the falling away happens and the man of sin is revealed. This falling away is the apostasy that took place when the papal system merged Christianity with paganism. And so the falling away has happened, and the man of sin has been revealed. Friends, we're moving closer and closer to Rome. Therefore, the second coming of Christ will soon happen, and this shows we are definitely living in the end times. Number 17 tells of Christians turning away from the truth. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4 says, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Now this sign has certainly been fulfilled in our generation. A great majority, it's sad to say, of professing Christians these days do not study the Bible much. Instead, they just rely on their pastor's words as truth. Let me give you an example. Back during the Protestant Reformation, where many people died standing up for the truth of God's word, God revealed a great truth to the world about who the Antichrist was. All of the reformers knew the truth about the Bible Antichrist, but as time has gone on, the false teachers have crept into the churches, and the majority of Protestants now reject that great truth that God opened up to the early Protestant leaders, and they now embrace that Antichrist church and have become a part of Babylon. Now, the end time sign from Timothy also says that they will be turned unto fables. Let me give you a few fables that the majority of Christians have been turned to. Number one is a secret rapture. Number two is looking to Israel for fulfillment of end time prophecy. Number three is a mark of the beast being a microchip. Number four, the Battle of Armageddon being a physical battle. And there are many, many more, such as the keeping of the first day instead of the seventh day Sabbath. Also, the state of the dead. Friends, great and precious truths were opened to the people of the Protestant Reformation, but the Reformation failed because the people did not continue seeking the truth. Although God does have a remnant church with the full gospel truth, we now live in a day where the majority have turned away from the truth and have been turned to fables. This sign of the end has certainly been fulfilled in our generation. Number 18 tells us God will destroy those who destroy the earth. Revelation 11:18 states, "And the nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward unto your servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear your name, small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth." Are the nations angry today? You better believe it. Yes, we have uprising, conflicts, and wars all over the earth. And what about man destroying the earth? Well, all through history, man could not do much damage to the earth. But now just look at what man can do and is doing to the earth through industry, destructive weapons of war, chemicals, depletion of the forests, and so on. Just look at the massive oil spills that have happened during the past 30 years around the world. Recently, I read that Russia had dumped enormous amounts of radioactive material into the ocean, including 17,000 containers of radioactive waste, 19 ships containing radioactive waste, 14 nuclear reactors, including 5 that still contain spent nuclear fuel, 735 other pieces of radioactively contaminated heavy machinery, and the K-27 nuclear submarine with its 2 reactors loaded with nuclear fuel. The rivers and the seas are becoming completely polluted. And just think about Fukushima and what's happening there. Man is certainly destroying the earth like no other time in history, and God's wrath is about to fall upon them. Now, the last of all calls for the gospel to be preached to the world. Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Notice, Jesus said, this gospel. There are many gospels being preached out there today, but it is the true gospel that is to be preached to the world before the end can come. So is this being fulfilled today as one of the end time signs? Yes, it really is, because God's people are preaching a true gospel throughout the world like never before, through the internet, TV, satellite, radio, in the pulpit, and through print. Even Midtown Church, their sermons are going all over the whole world. 24/7. Amazing. We've never had the resources available before to reach the world the way we can today. Adventist websites receive thousands of visits every day from people all over the world seeking the truth. So yes, this Bible sign is being fulfilled now. Friends, we're living in a time like no other, and the gospel message is soon to reach the final quarters of the earth, and then the final stages of this earth's history will take place. And remember, I do not believe personally that everybody has to have a sermon preached to them all over the world about this truth, this gospel message. I believe that they all have to have the opportunity to hear it. And if they turn it down, that constitutes the opportunity. What about all the different languages, you may say? Well, ministries like Faith Comes by Hearing provides a free audio app that shares the Bible in over 844 languages, and that number is growing all the time. So yes, the languages of the world are being reached with the Word of God. And if you go on the internet, you can pull up Faith Comes by Hearing and get that app. I hope that you can see from the message today, dear friends, that our generation is truly living in the last days, nearing the second coming of Christ Jesus. We're living in a time like no other. The world is being turned upside down. And we need to get ready before the dominoes start falling one after the other. Are you listening, dear friends? Are you really listening? I hope you are, because we don't know. We may leave here today, and we may not see another day. We could be hit by a car or have a heart attack, or anything could happen. We don't know. Listen up. This is a wake-up call. We need to really and truly get serious about following the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means putting Him and His work and His gospel first in our lives. That means putting Him ahead of our jobs, ahead of our families, putting Him as number one. Jesus says, "So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors." Let us pray. Father in heaven, we're so very thankful for your wonderful love and mercy and giving us so many signs, so many Bible signs. Please, dear Lord, help us to listen. Help us to wake up and realize that time is running out. Grant us your grace, O Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And when we leave here today, may we determine by the power of thy Holy Spirit that our lives are going to change for the better. Help us, we pray, to carry this out, because Jesus did not die in vain. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.